Okay, welcome back to my channel. Okay, this time I'm gonna do a few videos, so you expect a few videos to come up. The first thing I want to talk about, okay, is this thing. Aging condo will not get public funds for lift maintenance, renovation and redecoration work by BCA. Okay, why? The first thing I want to talk about this, okay, there's a few things I want to talk about, so stay tuned. Okay, stay tuned. There's another thing that I want to talk about. I don't stay over here. Next video you watch, I tell you what I'm talking about, okay? Okay, sorry for missing for a few weeks lah, because it was school holiday. You know, I cherish my school holiday now because my daughter is a primary 2 already. Wow, so fast, you know. Then, school holiday is the only time that I can bring her out, so that it doesn't affect her studies lah. So I have no choice, I have to, cherish my school holiday. So unlike last time, I see the timing, I no need school holiday, then I go, then the airplane flight cheaper, now don't have. Okay, so this one I want to talk about. Why? Because if you follow my channel long enough, right, you know that I have been talking about aging condo all the way. Every time I talk about aging condo, I will share with you. Okay, to be very direct, I always say, don't buy aging condo. Okay, now I'm going to share with you a few stories. But before we go through the story, we're going to go through this article, okay? So this article is to confirm that the Singapore government is not going to give any funding for renovation, R&R work, or for lift maintenance. Okay, so I think some people have some misunderstanding lah when the government says they are going to come up with a law or whatever to make sure that all these condos are being upgraded, you know, despite some people not willing to pay. Okay, so the normal procedure in an aging condo is that, let's say there's some lift upgrading or there's something spoiled, then the MCST will come up in the annual meeting, say that, we need to use the sinking fund, we need to use the whatever fund to go and repair this. Then some people will, then they will come up with the scheme lah. Maybe like, for the next 3 months, we will collect how much more. For the next few months, we will collect how much more. Or we will collect a one-time payment. So some people will vote. Then they will use the highest vote kind of thing. Okay. So I think when the government during the budget says that they want to come up with a law to make sure that all these old aging condos are being like for example the aging condo need money, they want to come up with a law that make sure that people pay and all these things lah. I don't know what is the details here. I haven't seen the details, but this article is trying to emphasize again that when the government come up with this law, the government is not going to pay for you. Okay, so the main title is aging condo will not get public funds. Okay, I'm going to just pull out a little bit of interesting thing from this article. Okay, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. So they say that any government co-funding will be targeted at safety upgrades for older lift to add safety features that is not available when they are installed. That's all. Okay, full stop. They say that the government should partially fund safety upgrades in aging condos, especially if the MCST have not been prudent in saving for them. Okay, not been prudent means your condo no money. Okay, this one we'll talk about later. Later I'll tell you the story. Okay, next they say something very interesting. They say that I read this sentence. Okay, this sentence is very interesting in this article. He says, how I see it as a government expenditure for public goods. It is not the case that just because this is a private estate, there's no public good to anything that is done within it. Property owner remain responsible for the upkeep and maintenance of their private development. Guys, you are in a private development, okay? And interestingly, there's another sentence that is right. Not I say one, More than 1,000 of the 3,750 private residential development in Singapore are at least 30 years old. Okay, I'm not going to read anymore. Okay, so number one, the government is not going to fund. Okay, I'm not going to repeat. So you see, this is what I call a new era. Actually, we predicted this a few years back. And I've always been emphasizing and I always be sharing. I know the recent months I didn't really touch much already because we were sharing more on the market situation. So my number one advice is do not buy aging condos. Why? I'm going to share with you the first story. First story is MTSD not prudent in saving for it. Okay, so it also stated in the article. I know of condos that the upgrading is very bad, the upkeep is very bad, a lot of things spoil but not being repaired. Why? Because the MCST is not prudent in saving for the condo. Then when they want to ask extra money from the residents, they don't get it. Okay, the residents are not willing to pay. Why you stay there, you're not willing to pay, ne? Why, ne? Actually, the situation is like this. Because in the old condo, right, there is very little owner stay inside the condo. A lot of these condo, they're so old that the owner are either very old, they already move out. They take this place as a rental income. They rent it to some workers, some rent it to co-living, somewhere. It's just they can rent how much they rent how much. Like, you know, they use it as a money-making instrument because the house is fully paid already. So to them, is anything on top of the rental is like a passive income to them. They don't sell, they don't get the lump sum, but they don't need to pay monthly mortgage. So as long as you pay them rental, they are like cashing out of the condo. So they don't care. They are staying with their kids already. So when you ask this owner to pay for some upgrade here, upgrade there, they don't care because they're not staying there. They don't have an ownership feel to this condo anymore. So when you as a buyer go and buy all this condo, you realize that they have this MCSD, no money situation. Then later on, after you buy, MCSD will ask you for a lump sum. Tell you that our monthly maintenance is higher. So you see some old condos, why the maintenance fee so high? Because they are trying to fund. Because when they ask for one lump sum, let's say one lump sum, 2,000, 3,000, people very heart pain. They're not willing to pay, you know. But you tell them that, okay, so from here, every month, we will collect $100 more. Then slowly, slowly, for the next 6 months, we will fund the money for the repair of the swimming pool, the repair of the lift and all these things. Okay? So, if you buy old condo, this is the first situation you can. Second thing, I know condos that is so old and some things cannot be repaired. So, I know condos that they have a gas leak issue. So, they are city gas pipe. They have a gas leak. They cannot find out where's the leak. In the end, they tell the whole condo, no city gas pipe anymore. It's either you go and buy a gas tank, okay, you go and rent the gas tank. Every time the gas finish, you go and call the person to kind of deliver you the tank, or you use induction cooker. Another story I'm going to tell you is, this is considered friend. This friend of mine love this old condo. I don't know why he love this old condo. Like, I hope he don't watch my video. He loved this old condo. He bought the old condo. Then he asked me to rent it out for him. Then I in my heart, I don't know why he buy this old condo lah. Then anyway, I rent out. Then he tell me one, he buy this condo, the owner renovate sui sui one, bo tai ji one. I tell you, old condo, it's not that you inside spoil, you're not scared. No? You're not scared about inside spoil, eh? Because inside spoil can use money to go and solve ma. Let's say, the renovation kitchen not nice lah, toilet not nice, you can renovate ma. Okay, you scared ah? It's the inside that spoil. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you what happened. He ran out the unit. Okay, then one day, I think I don't know what is wrong lah. The water right was water dripping from the neighbor downstairs. From the neighbor downstairs, the light, the water dripping down. Then they realized that there was a leakage in the unit, but the leakage is in the internal pipe. So they don't know where's the internal pipe. They have to off all the water and go and find out where is the internal pipe. And the internal pipe is the pipe that people won't renovate. Because normally you hear people do rewiring. You don't hear people do repiping. People pipe, repiping, maybe the pipe of the external pipe can see one. People don't go and repipe. Hardly people will go and repipe the pipe in the four ceiling casing, that kind. Okay. So what happened is there's a leakage. The leakage leak inside those four walls and the four ceiling, and then the water accumulate and drip all the way to the downstairs unit. Then the downstairs unit, from the light, because light you drill home, and there's electrical wire, the water drip down to other people's unit and the person want to claim him. Okay, that's number one. Number two, after a few months, never ending one, I tell you this story. After a few months, wow, this hook spoil, hawk spoil. Then I don't know what the owner did to some renovation. They put the toilet very near to the bucket wood outside. So later on, the bucket wood start to pop. Then they say the bathing water leak from the gap of the wall down to the neighbor again. Then later on, after a few months, something happened. The pipe now it's not he leak to people. It's upstairs people leak to him. I don't know why. There is this pipe in, I think it's one of the toilet or whatever lah. Then because of this old condo, right, they keep changing the layout of the condo, change until one of these pipe is outside the toilet. It's not inside the toilet. It's like a U pipe. It's outside the toilet. By right, it's supposed to be inside the toilet one, but this one become in the master bedroom because they changed the layout. Because old condo, 30 over years ago, you don't know what they changed here, changed this. Then later on, the tenant called again. The U-pipe leaking! Then the U-pipe doesn't belong to him, because the U-pipe belongs to the neighbor upstairs. He cannot find the neighbor upstairs. The unit is vacant. He went up as a landlord. He don't stay there. So every few days, he have to drive there, knock the door. He tell the MCSD. The MCSD don't care. I tell you, this old condo MCSD, they a little bit bochup. Okay? I know another condo. The MCSD also bochup one. Old condo. Okay? The balcony can be room, room can be balcony. You look from downstairs to upstairs, every unit is different one. Okay, guys, I tell you something. I've been in this industry for 17 years. I seen with my own eyes, I experienced, I have deal with a lot of this aging condo problem. I tell you, aging condo is a big problem. It's a new era. This new era is coming. Okay, we are heading towards that direction. The government already say in the news already. How many old condo are there? Just now I say 1,000 out of 3,750 private residential units are at least 30 years old. I tell you, this new era, right, is also the reason why the next era, which is the new launch, will start to rise up. In the next few years to come, you will see a very big price discrepancy between age. There will be a very big price difference, right, for property that is at least 30 years old and new property. You'll see a very big gap, and this big gap may become unreasonable. You don't believe me. Because aging population, aging condo, not aging population, aging condo is going to be a future problem. So why is government coming out with all these rules now is to actually anticipate this problem coming up. So do not be part of the problem. If you are smart enough, don't go into this kind of condo. It may look cheap. I tell you why people buy. It's very simple. People think it's cheap, big, on-block potential. I tell you, on-block potential doesn't come because, on-block potential, collective sales potential come when the government allows it, because there's a development, I forget what is it called. There's a development cost one. So, and then there's a top-up lease to the development cost. There's a way to calculate the top-up lease. If the government keep increasing the development cost, then on-block will not happen. One day on-block happen, it's not because the owner of this aging condo earn money. It's because they buay tahan their condo. They cannot stand it anymore because it's too old. Nobody want to stay in it anymore. Then you come out with the collective sale. So this is something that is very crucial in the future. If you still have that mindset thinking that, there's 1,000 residential development in Singapore that's going to turn 30 years, means there's a big on-block potential. I'm going to tell you another secret. If there's more and more aging condo that is coming out, it means that there is a lot of supply for aging condos, but very, very little demand. So it will make collective sales and on-block even harder. So if you think that this is an opportunity, I can tell you this is a bullshit. Okay? You're going to take a piece of shit, You're gonna die with it. Okay? So, I hope my this video goes out to you and you really understand what is happening and you really care about and don't make the wrong decision. I tell you, this is worse than buying, this is worse than the stock market today. I know the stock market is red. This is even worse. This one will be red, 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 red and never turn green one. Okay? The stock market will still come back one. So that's it. If you appreciate my video, please use 1 second of your time. Click the thumbs up. Like my video. Hit the subscribe button. Okay? It takes a lot of effort to make a video, but, please appreciate my effort and thank you for watching. Bye bye.